Welcome to the Allegiance Theme Academy regular meeting of the Board of Directors, March 11th, 2018. Call the meeting to order at 7:02 p.m. The meeting location is 13050 2nd Street, Chino, California, 91710. Instructions for presentations to the board by parents and citizens. Allegiance Theme Academy Thrive Charter School, or Allegiance Theme Academy, also known as ASA Thrive, is a direct-funded independent public charter school operated by the Allegiance Theme Academy Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation and governed by Allegiance Theme Academy Incorporated Corporate Board of Directors. The purpose of a public meeting of the board is to conduct the affairs of Allegiance Theme Academy in public. We are pleased that you are in attendance and hope you will visit these meetings often. Your participation assures us of continuing community interest in our school. Agendas are available to all audience members at the meeting. Note that the order of business on this agenda may be changed without prior notice. For more information on this agenda, please contact Allegiance at info@asathrive.org. Requests to speak forms are available to all audience members who wish to speak on any agenda items under the general category of public comments. Public comments are set aside for members of the audience to comment. However, due to public meeting laws, the board can only listen to your issue, not take action. The public is invited to address the board regarding items listed on the agenda. Comments on an agenda item will be accepted during consideration of that item or prior to consideration of the item in the case of a closed session item. Please turn in comment cards to the board secretary prior to the item you wish to speak on. These presentations are limited to 3 minutes. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and upon request, Allegiance Theme Academy may furnish reasonable auxiliary aids and services to qualified individuals with disabilities. Individuals who require appropriate alternative modification of the agenda in order to participate in board meetings are invited to contact Allegiance Theme Academy. Roll call. Samantha Odo?
Here.
Raquel Rawl?
Present.
Melanie Choi?
Here.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Here.
And Andrew Vestine, present. Public comments, items not on the agenda. No individual presentation shall be for more than 3 minutes. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Are there any comment cards?
No.
No comment cards. We'll move on. Approval of agenda for board meeting for March 11, 2018 is recommended the Board of Directors approve the agenda for the regular board meeting for March 11, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Second?
I'll second.
And for the vote, Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vestie? Aye. Communications, comments from Board of Directors. First up is Samantha Odo.
I just wanted to thank all the volunteers this past Saturday at our open enrollment. That was very nice. It was raining, and I appreciate all of you guys being out there. Thank you.
Thank you. And Raquel Rawl?
No.
Melanie Choi?
No.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Not this time.
And only thing I have to say is I know, recently there's been some things with, people saying I'm glad we're coming back home. And I just want to remind everybody that we're not OPA and we're far from OPA. Yeah, what made OPA great were the parents, and some of these parents are going to return. But we've created something new and are still creating something new and exciting. And we're Allegiance. And we'll have a home, but we're not going back home because we're brand new. So I just want to remind everybody of that we are not Oxford Prep. We are Allegiance Theme Academy, and we're going to start something fresh and exciting, and I look forward to it. CEO's report.
Good evening. Good evening. Nice to see you all. I might call Callie to chime in. She's got a lot of details, so some updates. March 25th, we will host the family members' interview to verify that they met the criteria based on charter. that will be coming up prior to our board meeting. On March 7th, Vanessa, Kyle, and myself attended the Desert Mountain Selfless interview, part of the process to determine whether we will be a member or not. It was quite a process, right? Interrogation. It was a panel of about 12 people, and we're giving questions based on our application. And while we won't get a definite answer because our process takes up until April 6th, we were very encouraged by how that went. Both from just informal comments we got afterwards, during, throughout, and I was just proud of the answers that we were able to provide in your questions. It made sense for the two of us to be there, responsible, you know, as staff to answer the questions, but it really resonated strongly with the panel that Vanessa was there in the capacity of board member and a parent. That resonated strongly. I was surprised that I didn't think that they'd be looking for sort of the feel of the Legion STEAM Academy, but they really were. They wanted to see what we were about as far as we were there for kids. We were demonstrating that that's what we were about. And that part was easy. If you looked at the team that went, and he could have said anybody in the community, and that would have resonated strongly. But it was refreshing to hear that. So for how that interview process went, I couldn't have been any more pleased with our responses as a team. And I don't want to add anything to that.
It's a 2.5 hour process, and they kept us right on schedule moving along. And it was really, she started by saying, don't be intimidated by this, but it's hard when there's 12 people staring at you. But the conversation and the questions were very much wanting to get to know how we were going to approach special ed. And we had a response, I think a decent response for each question. And sometimes it was that, we wanted to go to them for support and services.
An update on enrollment. As you know, SchoolMate is up and going, and we did host that yesterday, the enrollment day under the rain. And then promptly soccer game broke out too. That was kind of neat. So that was a lot of fun. But updates on that, as of today, all but two grade levels currently are already at the enrollment capacity of beyond, which means we will have a lottery for all grade levels and then 6th and 8th grader within single digits of requiring the lottery for those grade levels as well. So for where we are, where we opened, a week ago, a little over a week ago, it's a pretty healthy place to be. Already over 570 total applicants for an enrollment of 480. The demand is clearly there for the school. Laura, Diane, and I also had a phone conference this week with SchoolMate to start to prepare for the lottery. Right now, all the work has been the enrollment, right? Just everybody's signed in, so that is going smoothly. Now we're transitioning to getting prepared for the lottery, making sure it's set up consistent with the charter. So we'll be able to run some mock lotteries in the coming days. To make sure that our priorities are showing up when the random lotteries drop. So, huge thanks for all your work there. last weekend we held our first staff meeting, the first group of teachers, Kyle and myself, and was there. It was an Oscar-themed staff meeting, which was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. So, day of the Oscars. We got together and started talking about one of the things that need to happen on the curricular side of things. Just starting to build some team community amongst the staff members. Kind of facilitated a good deal about that, and we've got some work teams that came out of that. Some are working on the calendar, which we'll have to this board for the next meeting, the post-school year calendar. And some are breaking off and looking at curriculum, and then some members are helping put together the March 24th job fair day, so we can hopefully come really close to rounding out the entire staff using that job fair day. We got anything mad on that?
No, we're looking at possibly hosting the job fair at in Altadena at the Avison campus if we need the space.
Right, that's an option for us. If we need the space, we can use Avison. On March 1st, we submitted our Prop 39 response to the district. We're real transparent. We want the entire space. We believe, obviously our enrollment's going to warrant it in the long run, and we believe it's even beneficial to both Chino Valley and for us to have access and be responsible for the entire space. So now we're waiting for that return, the response from that. We finished writing our first newsletter that we found a fun name for it, for the Legion Steam Academy Track the Pack. It's going out today, so it'll be on Facebook, and then with Ross himself, we'll end up putting it on the website. But for now, since Facebook seems to be where you get the most traffic, it'll go there. And then it'll be a series of newsletters, you know, that just get help the community get to know Legions in that capacity. So in your agenda, you have an updated budget, working with Charter Impact on that. One thing you'll notice is that the reserve went up to about 9% from about 5%. In reality, it's probably going to be 7% of the time. But it's still, above the state requirement, legal requirement of 5%. We mostly got there by consolidating some positions. But being at 9% right now is probably not realistic for us in the first year. It's going to be closer to 7%. I just want to make that was an important note around the updated budget. I believe that is it for us. Unless you have anything else? Any questions?
And you spoke at the CVUSD board meeting.
Oh my gosh, that happened, yeah. All the dates are blurry. That happened between, yes, our last week. During the public comments at Chino Valley before the last board meeting, I did speak and just express my gratitude to the board, to the staff for their ongoing support, the Legions, and again, just try to pave the way forward for what we want to be a collaborative partnership in this area. So all that under 3 minutes. It's ambitious, right? That did take place between the black and the black.
Thank you. All right, the fun stuff. Item scheduled for discussion and action. First up, the non-discrimination policy. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the non-discrimination policy. And I believe the board's had a chance to review it. Any questions regarding this? Pretty much follows the every law related to be non-discriminatory. Any questions, comments, concerns? No? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesey, aye. Non-discrimination policy is approved, 5-0. Next up, the field trip policy. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the field trip policy. And this also was in the board packet, and everyone had a chance to review it. Are there any questions?
I have more of a comment. In reviewing it, I think, especially being a STEAM-based school, I feel like we're going to have many different opportunities to get some really enriching field trip opportunities. And it's something that I look forward to, seeing what all is out there and what options are presented. And I think it's also important to point out that in the policy, it's just, something that our school's taking note of. All students are going to be included. Like, a student will never be excluded for any financial hardships. So I just want to make sure that everyone's aware of that.
Anything else? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
And now vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. The field trip policy passes 5-0. Next up, the English Language Learner Master Plan, which is also attached to our board packet, and it is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the English Language Learner Master Plan. Anyone have questions about that?
I do. I was just curious, being a first-year charter, I don't know if this is you or Dr. Cognetta, would we be able to begin assessment before the first day of school and start being able to, you know, identify the students' needs before we actually...
I know that's common practice for some schools. I understand it depends on the type of assessment, right? Mm-hmm. Some are bound by testing windows, so for English language learners.
Maybe within the window to test before the first day of school?
Yeah, I just know sometimes that's a practice. You know, it's great that way they're identified on the first day school starts, and we can already start preparing and planning for the needs.
That's, definitely something to take into consideration, because that does make it easier for people to pull that out of the classroom, crucial kind of first weeks. So that's going to put on our kind of radar something that we can think about.
I know we'll have plenty to do, I guess.
Yes, yeah. The staffing needs at that time are easier, might be easier too.
Any other questions, comments? Nope. Do I have a motion to adopt and approve the English Language Learner Master Plan?
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Raquel, second. Now for the vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. So the English Language Learner Master Plan passes 5-0. Board duties and responsibilities, also the delegation of power to the CEO. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the board duties and responsibilities and the delegation of power to the CEO. Are there any questions, comments?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the board duties and responsibilities and the delegation of power to the CEO?
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second? Now for roll call vote, Samantha Odo.
Aye.
Raquel Rawl.
Aye.
Melanie Choi.
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto.
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. The board duties and responsibilities and delegation of power to the CEO is approved 5-0. Procedure for policy adoption. It is recommended the Board of Directors adopt and approve the procedure for policy adoption. Questions, comments, concerns on this? So it kind of just gives a guideline. If you guys think that a policy needs to be drafted and adopted, it just gives the board and staff a guideline on how to do that. So do I have a motion? Question. Go ahead.
Yeah. So if there are small tweaks that we have to do that, maybe it's a typo or something that comes up, is that something we would have to then vote on all over again, or is that
yes,
minor change? Okay.
Even for a typo?
Because technically you're approving what's in front of you at that time. So
it's just good. It probably just makes sense that it's practice to do that. We know if there's any change, it doesn't matter. It's more work, but it's the right practice, right? So.
Well, you spell check a lot.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So we've been trying to catch everything as these policies are getting drafted, catching those mistakes so that we don't have to do that. But I'm sure it'll come up. So do I have a motion to adopt and approve the procedure for policy adoption?
I'll make a motion.
Sam Odo makes a motion. A second?
I'll second.
Vanessa seconds. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. So the procedure for policy adoption passes 5-0. Conflict of Interest Code. On January 15, 2018, the Allegiant Steam Academy Board of Directors tentatively approved the Conflict of Interest Code in compliance with the Political Reform Act and Government Codes Section 1090. The final adoption of the code is presented to the board for approval after the 45-day posting of the notice of intention and approval by the California Fair Political Practice Commission. And this has been posted on our website since January 16th. And the proposed conflict is sitting at the county waiting for approval by the board of directors. So, questions? So, do I have a motion to approve the final adoption of the Conflict of Interest Code for Allegiant Steam Academy?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Raquel seconds. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. So the final adoption of the Conflict of Interest Code for Allegiant Steam Academy passes 5-0. Number 7, resolution of Allegiant Steam Academy approving the establishment of deposit account and signing authority at Wells Fargo, which that resolution was included in our board packet. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve the resolution of Allegiant Steam Academy for the establishment of a deposit account and grant signing authority for the account. And the signing authority will be Dr. Cognetta, myself, and Melanie Choi as our treasurer. Questions? Comments?
Two signatures? Or?
Depends on the dollar amount. But it's just kind of getting the first stage of getting our account ready. And now most everything will be working through Charter Impact for our accounts and paying bills. They'll start providing us monthly reports also. And that's per our conditions also with CBUSD, April 1st.
We'll have a separate meeting about once, at what dollar amount we need to board approval and all that kind of stuff.
That was approved prior our fiscal policies and procedures.
But going forward, like, we don't have to do it again, if I'm asking. Okay.
Unless we want to pull in the reins lower the amount where it requires board approval and two signatures. But what we have now is standard practice with most public entities in the state. Any other questions? All right. So I have a motion to approve the resolution of Allegiant Steam Academy for the establishment of a deposit account and grant signing authority for the account.
I'll motion.
Sam motions. Second?
I'll second.
Vanessa seconds. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti, aye. Number 8, fiscal year 2018-2019 updated budget for Allegiant Steam Academy Thrive. Charter Impact, Allegiant Steam Academy's back office provider, has provided an updated fiscal year 2018-2019 budget that ensures financial solvency and a responsible and healthy reserve. It is recommended the Board of Directors approve the fiscal year 2018-2019 final budget or updated budget for Allegiant Steam Academy Thrive. Did you want to add anything to that? Or?
Yeah, just the difference in this budget and the previous one was that changes about a 5% reserve to 9%. But given things we got from Desert Mountain, you know, and some other projected kind of expenditures, it'll probably be around 7% in the true budget. We are waiting for the governor's May revision, which is usually healthier than what this is based on. This is based on January's proposed state budget. May revision is usually healthier than the January one. So knowing that we're going to have to spend more money than what this budget shows, that's where I'm kind of approximating 7% as a reserve instead of 9 or 5, which was, right?
Do you have a question? Yeah, I was just wondering,
estimates come who decided what amount would be?
Yeah, so Charterbit has a template, right?
Okay.
And based on enrollment, right, okay. First and foremost, like that's the template is driven by that enrollment. And then on the whole, when you look at like staffing and compensation, there's all the equations there for CalSTRS, retirement, or all the other obligations that we have. So it's all based on their template. So it's, when I go in and change like a salary, for example, the rest of it just gets adjusted based on that. Yeah, they try to explain it to me too, but way too nuanced.
Yeah, I was just looking at this one. Okay, where are these numbers, coming from?
Back when we were working on the charter petition, we had to turn in a projected budget.
Okay.
And what Spencer from Charter Impact did was just utilized median dollar amounts,
okay.
What it would be for a startup charter,
okay.
And based on other schools that he currently works for.
Okay.
And he's very conservative in his numbers. So in reality, the 9%, would you say we're at 9%
right now?
9% right now. It's really, he really plays it very safe. Because especially since we're going to be using the factoring agreement later on with Charter Asset Management to start and paying them back, they use, he wants to make sure we get that paid off as soon as we can, so.
And we have some discretion on, for example, like $114,000 in instructional materials. It needs to be heavier in the first year than the next couple of years. But in those areas, we can move things around as we see fit, but not too much, obviously, right? That's what Protection will spend on instructional materials in year one. This, think of it as a template that just has those median numbers. That gives us a good ballpark of where, what to expect. But the adjustments of this were mostly from compensation for all of the positions and staffing model.
Okay.
You'll get to know Charter Impact very well as the treasurer.
Right.
Any other questions, comments? So do I have a motion to approve the fiscal year 2018-2019 updated budget for Allegiant Steam Academy Thrive?
I make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. The updated budget passes 5-0. Number 9, ad hoc committee founding member interviews. Pursuant to the Allegiant Steam Academy Thrive Charter petition, founding members will be confirmed prior to the school's initial enrollment lottery. As set forth in the approved charter, the founding members group is comprised of the parents and community members that provided significant assistance initially in the development of the school. Designation as a founding member is not based upon financial donations to the school. The ad hoc committee will confirm the founding member group through interviews with the CEO as set forth in the charter, and the confirmation of the founding members will be completed at a meeting of the board of directors. So it is recommended that we approve two board members to the ad hoc committee to confirm founding members. Do I have any nominations?
I would like to nominate Raquel Rawl and Melanie Choi for the ad hoc committee.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second. Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
And Andrew Vesti? Aye. So the ad hoc committee will be Melanie Choi and Raquel Rawl. Thank you very much. Last but not least, the adjournment. It is recommended the Board of Directors adjourn the regular board meeting for March 11th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call vote. Samantha Odo?
Aye.
Raquel Rawl?
Aye.
Melanie Choi?
Aye.
Vanessa Okamoto?
Aye.
and Andrew Vesti, aye. The meeting is adjourned at 7:32 p.m.